We have the opportunity for public comment on agenda items. That includes anything that you just heard in the discussion on the on our goal setting. So is anyone who would like to address the board on agenda items? Please come to the podium, sign your name, and tell us where you're from.
Good evening. My name is Peggy Furman. I reside at 304 Gallant Road, Asbury, New Jersey, Union Township. Thank you for allowing me to address the Board of Education this evening. I have two examples I would like to share with you this evening. I wish to express my deep concern regarding an obvious conflict of interest on the part of the current Board of Education member, as well as an inappropriate action on the part of a superintendent. I'd like to begin by reading you an email, which is public record, from a board member to the superintendent. I feel this email supports the claim that this board member is in violation of the School Ethics Act, NJSA 18A 1221. This email is dated Monday, February 5th, 2018. And I quote, "Hi, Jeff. Nice talking with you this morning. As we were discussing, UCN, United Cheer Association, is the organization in which North Cheer affiliates with. Our major competitions and nationals are sponsored by UCA, just as a point of reference. When I called UCA to register NHHS Cheer for nationals this year, I inquired about recruiting for cheer coaches, and I was told that a gentleman by the name of Casey Rizzi is the UCA New Jersey representative and could assist in our search for coaches for the North Cheer team. Casey's email address is blah, blah, blah. I hope this helps. Have a great night. Best, Lisa." Less than 2 weeks later, on Friday, February 16th, a follow-up email was written, and I quote, "Hi, Jeff. I know that there are far more pressing issues on your desk this week beyond finding a new head cheer coach. But I wanted to reach out to see if you had any luck reaching the New Jersey UCA rep, Casey Rizzi. I'm happy to help in any way I can, so please let me know if you'd like my assistance with recruiting. Here's a link to Casey's page on the UCA website as another way to contact her." I think it's a him. Blah, 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 you know. In these two emails, the board member reminds her subordinate, Mr. Bender, that one, he's to select a new head coach for cheer, and two, has instructed him who he should contact for hiring, and lastly, imposes herself in the recruiting and hiring process. I'd like to mention, under NJSA 18A 12-24-1D, and I quote, "Factual evidence of a violation of NJSA 18A 12-24-1D shall include, but not limited to, evidence that the respondent gave a direct order to a school personnel or became directly involved in activities or functions that are the responsibility of school personnel or the day-to-day administration of the school district or charter school. Respectfully, I'm requesting written response to the following four questions. One, are all Board of Education members directly involved in the hiring of staff? If so, please provide examples of these cases. Two, if a Board of Education member has a child in a classroom or on an athletic team, should they have direct say in the hiring process for that teacher or coach? Three, do all parents in the district get an opportunity to have a direct influence on those who have the greatest responsibility to the academic and athletic advancement of their children by being directly involved in the hiring process? And four, according to NJ18A 12-24, board members should recuse themselves from this process. Clearly, that did not happen here. What steps did the superintendent take to set boundaries around this discussion? And if no steps were taken, which I assume is the case, why not? The next example can be found on the same email dated Friday, February 16th, and I quote, "Also, I know there's been concerns expressed to John Deutsch after returning from Nationals about Coach Mike regarding his lack of supervision of the girls that I want to make sure you're aware of. Remember, the parents were not allowed to sit on site and stayed at alternate locations at his request because he was assuming all responsibility of supervising the team at all times to create a better bonding experience. The school nurse and junior assistant coach were left in charge of the team during the signing out and signing back in of the girls to their parents, while he napped, and then again, were left in charge of the team at Magic Kingdom while he went to a character breakfast. Just two examples. Let me know how I can help. Thanks, Jeff. Lisa." This email is a clear attempt to tarnish the reputation of a member of a North Hunterdon High School staff. In her capacity as a member of the Board of Education, these comments are trite and unsubstantiated rumors that she did not witness or see firsthand, but maybe they were seen through the eyes of a disgruntled, perhaps closely related minor. This occurred in Florida at High School Nationals, where the North Cheer Squad broke through previous records and the majority of parents applauded the coach for changes in the program that built team unity and senior leadership that led to the team's success. But I discussed all of this with you at the last Board of Education meeting, and it fell on your deaf ears. So I won't bore you again with the level of expertise or the fact that our children will now be paying the price of your ill-advised decision. Next.
Ms. Herman, can I remind you that we have a three-minute limit on...
I'm almost done. I'll take it up real fast. I'd like to help clarify the erroneous claims made in the email. The hotel and hotel rooms were controlled by Walt Disney World. Any customer could stay in any hotel. In this email, the Board of Education member chose not to stay on site at the same hotel as her child, yet offers her experience as personal eyewitness. Very interesting. Either this Board of Education member was in the room while Coach Mike was napping, or more accurately, has no basis for this accusation. Of most concern, this member writes that the junior assistant coach and school nurse respectfully may have been unqualified to manage the task of chaperoning the team, even though the Board of Education required ratios were met. If there is concern about the abilities of these two women to manage a small group in a confined space, then we all have a much larger problem, since you all unanimously voted to appoint this junior assistant coach as the head coach for 2018-2019 season, in which she will have the responsibility of multiple teams, including 60-plus girls and her staff. The same goes for the school nurse, who was mentioned in the same email and has applied for the assistant coach position and, from what I believe, is the intended next assistant coach. In closing, I'm requesting a written response to the following two questions. One, did the superintendent respond in a way that set boundaries to protect the integrity of his appointed expert staff? Number two, does every parent on any team have the right to disregard the chain of command and go directly to the superintendent? I really want to know the answer to this one, since I was a part of a group of five cheer parents that followed protocol, went through a lengthy process with the administration, only to be ignored by the superintendent and you, our board of directors. Thank you for your time. I wish you a good evening.
Thank you.